This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Story of Our Lives by Helen Warner, read by Imogen Church.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
August 1997. One story dominates the news tonight. Diana, Princess of Wales, has died in a car crash in Paris. Southwold, Chapter 1. Sophie could feel herself starting to sweat as she tried to heave the stone pot to one side. Could it really be this one that the key was under? Surely they'd have put it under one that wasn't so bloody heavy. Instead of lifting it, she decided to try rolling it instead. Sure enough, the pot began to move, but the momentum gathered pace more quickly than she had expected, and it rolled unstoppably towards her foot and straight over her toe. Breathless with pain, and almost not daring to look for fear of the damage she might find, she examined her foot. The toe of her Converse offered very little protection and sagged ominously where her big toe should have been. Gingerly, she pressed with her thumb and winced in pain.